coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is powered by Dubloy Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big, and no job is too small. Learn more at DubloyElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com, and remember, the party starts at Rupers.
We have two very special guests in studio today.
Speaking of Dubloy Electric.
From Dubloy Electric, we have service manager Nick Tift making his triumphant return to the podcast. How you doing, Nick?
Very good. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And we have office administrator Louise Austin making her podcast debut. How are you, Louise?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
We are going to talk all about getting ready for the holidays and community giving and a whole lot more with Nick and Louise coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Thursday, November 6th.
Congressman Jared Golden announced he will not seek re-election in 2026. Golden is in his fourth term in the U.S. House of Representatives and cited the rise of political polarization, violence, and threats. Golden said, quote, "I don't fear losing. What has become apparent to me is that I now dread the prospect of winning."
Maine Housing will use leftover funds from last year to provide heating assistance payments to nearly 4,000 households. The ongoing federal government shutdown has impacted the Home Energy Assistance Program, prompting the agency to allocate over $2 million in heating aid.
The American Lung Association released its State of Lung Cancer report, showing the five-year survival rate has risen to 30%, a 26% increase over the last 5 years. Early diagnosis rates are up 10%. It is estimated that 227,000 Americans will be diagnosed with lung cancer this year.
And Auburn Public Works will replace a light pole at the intersection of Center, Union, and Turner Streets today. Motorists should expect delays and avoid the area if possible.
They've been paving up there for a couple of weeks.
Right. A couple of weeks? A couple of months?
Yeah, all right. Like. So all summer long.
Since June.
Since the weather was nice.
That's right. Speaking of the weather.
Weather.
It's time for the weather.
Oh. Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. That song is growing on me.
It's awesome. Louise, what do you think of our weather jingle?
I love it. Wish to hear it more often.
All right. We'll send you the MP3.
Yeah. Well, in the weather, it's partly sunny and windy today. We'll have a high of 44 with a low of 32. Cloudy throughout the day tomorrow with a high of 47 and a low of 28. And a mixture of sun and clouds on Saturday with highs in the mid-50s. Ooh.
In sports, Alex Ovechkin became the first NHL player in history to score 900 goals.
Yay, Ovi! Did you see the goalie try to pocket it?
I did.
I loved it.
Let's call him out. Jordan Binnington of the St. Louis Blues picked up the puck from his goal and stuffed it in the back of his pants.
Like he was going to keep it.
Come on, Jordan.
He was just joking, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Who wouldn't want that? That's
I mean, be
cool.
Better. I think if it was me, I would have picked up the puck and skated it over to Alex and presented it to him. That's a classy move.
That is a classy move.
Rather than stuffing it in your pants.
Goalies are weird.
And hoping no one notices.
Goalies are weird, and you know it.
Right. I do. I do. But thankfully, a linesman from the game saw Binnington's actions, and he's like, hey, dude.
Hey, buddy.
Come on.
You got to give that back.
Yeah, be better.
Be better. Jaylen Brown's 35 points led the Celtics over the Washington Wizards 136-107. Boston will visit the Orlando Magic tomorrow night.
The Bruins have won 4 in a row and will host the Ottawa Senators tonight at 7.
I guess that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be an Ullmark and Swayman reunion.
No, I'm not supposed to watch, remember, because I think I jinx it.
Oh, you're fine.
I'll just peek.
I think you'll be fine.
Okay. If it's on in a bar that I'm sitting in, does that count as me watching it?
Yeah. I mean, you got to watch. You're a fan.
I know.
Come on.
I don't want to jinx them.
The Lewiston Maniacs host the Northern Maine Pioneers on Saturday night.
And the 7-2 Patriots will visit the 6-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday afternoon. That'll be a tough game.
How about
them
Pats?
Yeah, pretty impressive so far.
Oh, my goodness. I know they're playing a bunch of subpar teams, but they'll be tested this weekend.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It'll be a good test. Mm. And 7-2. Who saw that coming? That is your news, weather, and sports. And now it's time for the podcast segment that is sweeping the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for November the 6th, shall we?
All right.
All right. We're going to start off with Emma Stone.
Woo-hoo.
Who is 37 years old today.
Wow.
I remember her from Zombieland.
Yes!
She was in that, right?
She's so
Those are some good movies.
Yeah.
The Zombieland movies.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You got any Emma Stone
the
favorites?
Help.
The Help?
Help.
All right. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Romijn is 53 years old today.
Ah.
Model and actress. She was in the X-Men.
She was Mystique.
She was just like painted in blue.
Blue. All blue and like really cool facial makeup too. Yeah.
She was also in The Punisher in 2004. Actor Ethan Hawke is 55 years old today. Ooh. I first saw Ethan in the Dead Poets Society in 1989.
Yep.
And then in Training Day with Denzel Washington in 2001.
I think my
a good one.
That
first
a good one.
Was probably Reality Bites.
Oh, yeah.
That might be the first time I saw him.
Laurie Singer is 68 years old today. She played Ariel in the original Footloose movie with Kevin Bacon.
That was like it, though, right?
I think so, yeah, but... It was an iconic role, though.
It was a pretty
good
role.
I had to include her.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, she did other movies, I guess. She was in Shortcuts, Robert Altman's Shortcuts.
Yeah, but none as famous as
None as
Footloose.
Famous. But she has other things she does.
When you're cutting a rug with Kevin Bacon, you're going to make FPBs. Footloose came out in 1984. Oof. Oh, that one hurt.
Huh?
That one hurt. And rounding out FPBs for November the 6th, you like her. You really like her. Sally Field is 79 years old.
Another
today.
Treasure.
Absolute treasure.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, Smokey and the Bandit.
The Forrest Flying Gump. Nun.
Yes, the Flying Nun.
Oh yeah, Gidget, right? Like was it
Gidget? Yep.
Nothing touches her role as that of Shelby's mom in Steel Magnolias.
Oh,
she's so good in that
okay,
movie.
Okay, I'm not familiar.
Oh, she has one of the best scenes about death. It's really good.
All right. There you go. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
I don't know why that got me today.
Mm. Louise, how do you like that one?
I like the weather song better.
Oh!
That's okay. It's only my feelings.
23 years ago in 2002, Winona Ryder was found guilty of grand theft and vandalism, both felonies for shoplifting overpriced clothes from Saks Fifth Avenue that she could have easily afforded.
One would think, right? She's made
disease.
A couple of bucks.
Yep. 28 years ago in 1997, a Los Angeles judge denied a request by Tommy and Pamela Lee to block Internet Entertainment Group from offering free viewings of their very naughty home video.
Oh, Tommy and Pamela.
Oh, man.
Couple of crazy kids.
32 years ago in 1993, I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, by Meatloaf hit number one on the pop singles chart and stayed there for 5 whole weeks.
Have we ever figured out what he won't do?
I don't know.
It's a good question.
I mean, song's 32 years old.
Yeah, what is that, anyways?
It's like Carly Simon's "You're So Vain."
Yeah,
remember people are trying to figure out who the song was about,
right?
And now we have this Meatloaf tune, and it's like, well, what won't you do?
What won't you do? What if it's something really simple, like put the dishes away?
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not doing that.
I have a thing, and I don't do that.
I'm not doing that. I'm not going to. 58 years ago in 1967, a young, dark-haired stud named Phil Donahue started a small talk show in Dayton, Ohio, which later became Donahue. Got to get home by 4.
My mom was a... She was a loyal watcher
yeah.
of the Donahue
Show. Gotta get home by 4. Yep. Yeah. And 102 years ago in 1923, Jacob Schick was granted a patent for the electric razor.
Well, thank you, Mr. Schick. He's made life pretty easy.
I bet his life wasn't easy with a name like Schick.
Probably not.
He's like, what can I do to make my life easier? Oh, I'll create an electric razor. Then my name won't be so bad.
Yeah. There you go, folks. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for November the 6th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Tell your teens if they feel unsafe to call a parent or trusted adult immediately. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Now we shift focus fully to our guests in studio from DeBloy Electric, service manager Nick Tift and office administrator Louise Austin. And Louise, since it's your first time here, let's start with you. Could you give us a little bit of history on your time at DeBloy's and exactly what you do there?
Sure. I came to DeBloy's Electric about 10 years ago, and what drew me to them was that they're family-owned. They were family-owned. And before long, I felt like one of the family. And as an employee owner, I took pride in what we did. And right now, I'm working in the HR department, and I assist with service. I help Nick out in that department. Love what we do. And I also love being part of the culture committee where we plan events and have great fun.
And some of that fun was captured in the autumn issue of LA Metro Magazine.
Yeah, yes.
We have a picture of Nick in here, right? Wearing some at the flannel celebration.
Yeah, that was last year's holiday party for the company.
Right
yep.
on.
Yep.
You guys have a great holiday party, by the way.
It's pretty darn good. We do a lot to reward the team, and I think it's been really enjoyable, especially since we started teaming up with an event like having the Great Falls Comedy Club yeah. come and join us.
The family theme at DeBloy's seems to be a common thread. What does it mean to you, Louise, to be part of that family?
It just means that we work well as a team. We collaborate. We mentor each other, and we elevate and focus on our strengths. We just have each other's back, and
yeah.
we want to support and help each other, because when you're part of a family, things happen, and we know we can't control it, but it's great to know that someone's there to help you.
Mm. Yeah. Have you ever had an experience like that at another employer, or is this unique to DeBloy?
It's pretty unique, but I was focused in my career on those small family businesses, so I did want to keep that going.
Yeah.
Nick, the winter weather is fast approaching.
Yeah.
What does that mean for your industry?
Yeah, it creates some interesting challenges. I think it's generally based around priority and managing the critical level that one complaint is versus another. We run into heating system problems, frozen pipes, and you know, losses of power. Sometimes there's storms that come in, and we have to rebuild services or address those issues under difficult circumstances because of the temperatures and whatnot. So there's a lot there that comes into play, and obviously the priority is just helping the customer get their situation resolved as soon as possible so they can get back up to living the way they want to live. So
yeah. Space heaters
oh.
are a huge concern this time of year. I was wondering if you could offer any advice on those.
Yeah. Look at other options.
It's a temporary fix.
It absolutely is. Yeah. I met with a customer a couple of weeks ago, a three-story building, and she only had minimal power on each floor because she was under a renovation of her own that she was running. And she was putting space heaters in everywhere and extension cords. And I had a hard time, but had to say something like, this is not safe. You cannot operate this way. But some people are in difficult circumstances and they're trying to get by on what they have for now. So you can just recommend minimizing the extension cords and in power strips. All of these things pose a really big risk this time of year as people try to stay warm.
Mm. Right. Real trees, too. I mean, if you have a real tree, that's also a hazard
So, yeah. Very good point.
You don't want to be daisy chaining any electrical cords together.
Right.
It's with Christmas lights even.
Like, yep.
That's really unsafe.
Yeah. Right.
Particularly when you're talking about a live tree.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, plenty of concerns out there for the winter season. So just please be safe, folks. I do want to talk about a community focus at Deblois, because it seems like you are very involved. I wouldn't say it seems like. You are very involved in this community. And I'm just wondering if you could share some specifics there and where the spirit comes from.
Hmm. I'll jump in on it, I guess, first. You know, your home is important, and this is our home, Lewiston, Auburn, and the surrounding areas. We've been here for over 55 years now, and you, like Louise said earlier, you got to look out for the people around you, and I think it's really important to improve the lives of our employees, but also the lives of our community members. And we support each other on our team, and it's no different when we're in the community, whether it's Chamber, whether it's BNI or some other organization or just a nonprofit. If we can help in some way, we want to step up and lend that support. Boys and Girls Club is a very big deal to us. We've always taken interest in how we can help there. As one example, of course, and it's really important to us.
Yeah. Louise, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, we do try to give back to the community as a team. So we come together, we plan charitable events throughout the year. We give some hard work to the Boys and Girls Clubhouse. We're sprucing up the yard and doing some painting. And it just means a lot to our team, and it helps us to connect with each other outside of work and have fun.
It's a great team-building exercise.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, and it helps you keep perspective. Yeah. It helps you realize that there's more to the grind and what you do every day, and seeing how the impact of what we do professionally is fantastic, but seeing how we can also have an impact in our community, it goes a long way with our employees.
Yeah, like you said, just getting out of that day-to-day, too, and remembering that you are individual people with individual interests and likes, and that you have some shared interests and likes. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will ask, too, what it means to the both of you personally to work for a company that is so committed to giving back to its community.
Well, it's just important to us to realize that what we're doing day-to-day with our customers, helping them through some tough times, it shows us ways that we can also help in our personal lives when a neighbor needs something from us. It's just us being out there in the community.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that being a part of a company that's so involved and supportive of that sort of culture and mindset of helping and giving back, it helps empower you to live by that mindset as you do the day in and day out for what we do. Anyways, I know it. I've worked at other companies that didn't really provide us the platform like Deblois Electric does. And, you know, those are great companies. But when you're involved in a company that does provide you the platform, it also allows you to kind of look beyond certain limits that you had before, I think.
Yeah.
And knowing that you can have an impact and you're kind of free to chase that impact or the next vision on how you can help somebody, I mean, that's the amazing part to me.
Yeah. And it seems like leadership there would be very receptive to ideas.
Oh, for sure. Yep.
Yeah.
How can we help?
Right. So we mentioned it earlier, the holiday party that was featured in LA Metro Magazine. So let's talk about that a little bit, because you take these celebrations pretty seriously. You put on, like Sarah said, Sarah was able to perform at one of your holiday parties. Mm-hmm. She did stand-up comedy there, which is fantastic. Kind of take us through that. You have a committee that plans these parties, and then what happens from there?
I'm going to have Louise take the lead on this one. Because she's
part of the
committee?
Yeah. Part of that committee that really sets that stuff up.
Yes, it's a great joy of mine that the team that we have and the work that we do, it's fantastic. And the holiday party is, of course, the biggest event of our year. And we use the time, since we're all together, to recognize each other, the new team members that joined during the year, the apprentices that are working hard on their education and their journey, and then those who are in their journey have been there for milestone years, like 5, 10, 15 or more. We like to share the joy that they bring to the work. And we reflect on all the good that we've done in the community throughout the year. Along the way, we share food and drinks and laughs and great entertainment. We play games and we raffle off prizes. One of the great games, it's been a tradition for years, it's called Heads or Tails.
We know Heads or Tails, right, Mark?
No, not
well. Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
We get to lead Heads or Tails when we host the LA Chamber Awards. Oh. Yeah, and we make it as much fun as we can. But it's a great, people really get into it.
They do.
They sure do, yeah.
The fun part for me was to watch that coin flip through the air and then miss the hand and fall, roll on the floor, and then the chase to grab it. But with technology now, we have an app that can
just
flip
push the
coin.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I'm
never
old school.
Doing that.
I'm old school. I flip
we
the coin.
The
I think
coin
I've dropped
back.
It once in 2 years,
yeah.
So I got a pretty good track record.
Pretty 3 years.
3 years, that's right.
You didn't drop it the first year,
yep,
did you?
That's
yeah,
right.
Mark flips the coin, and I yell out the stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not to be trusted with the coin flipping.
But it does. It gets competitive. Like, when you get down to, like, the last four or five people.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And are they playing for a prize?
Definitely.
Yeah.
We have 3 different games throughout the night. So we have just the significant others join in.
Oh.
And then we have just the employee owners. And then everybody's in the last game, the high money game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Make the odds a little bit harder.
Yeah. What was the experience like for you, Sarah, performing for that group?
Oh, Mike, they were great.
Yeah.
They were very welcoming. I think we performed after dinner, so everybody was like full and happy and just kind of chill. Yeah, they were a great audience. Yeah, a lot of
so
fun.
Much fun.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thank you for understanding how stand-up comedy works, too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we'll do holiday parties, and it's like, oh, we're about to serve dinner. Why don't one of you go up there and start telling jokes?
Plates are being scraped, and we're like, yes, that's funny, right? No one's listening. No one
has. Sorry, I had some turkey in my face.
No. Yeah. You guys are excellent hosts, and we had a really good time.
Do either of you have any favorite memories that stand out from past holiday parties that are safe for the podcast?
Boy, I don't think I have anything that's too colorful or impressive. It's just the recognition that people get for their time in the company. When you see somebody who's been there for their 15-year mark or their 20-year mark and whatever, 30 years, it's like it's really moving to see somebody get recognized for those years of service. And you know what I like about it is that's inspiring to the other people that are watching that play out, and hopefully inspiring them to want to be a part of something long term. And I think that speaks to the fact that DuBois Electric has a lot of experience. The people that work there have been there a long time. The people that are coming in generally should know that they're joining a team that they can have a lot of tenure with. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really the standout to me with the holiday parties. Obviously, aside from the fun that we always try to bring, some sort of level of entertainment to give back to our employees,
and also the opportunity to grow within the company.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well.
Yeah. Louise, have you been on the party planning committee for all 10 years? Have you
No. I joined up after we became an ESOP. We formed these committees, and we got to choose what we wanted to be part of. And I've always loved planning parties. So.
Yeah. Fit right in, huh?
Yeah.
Right in.
Do you have any particular memories from any holiday parties that stand out?
I do. I love the game that we play with the new people that we've hired. we ask them to come up, and we have a challenge for them. And it's a competition. We have a prize at the end. And last year we had a piece of electrical equipment in front of them that they had to wrap, put a bow on.
Oh.
But we thought that would be too easy, so we had them wear oven mitts. So it was hilarious.
I want to play this game.
Hilarious. Just watching them try to rip a piece of tape off. So we did have a winner. He walked off with the prize, and the rest of the people were still trying to rip a piece of tape off. That, to me, it's, they all have fun, and it's a way to get them in front of everybody, and they're good sports.
I'm stealing that idea for my company holiday party now. That's so fun.
You should have them put shoes on their hands.
Yeah. That would be really hard.
Sarah works at Lamy Wellahan.
Oh, yeah.
That would be really, really...
I'd grab some Vibrams with it. Five-finger shoes.
Put your little fingers in.
Yeah. Why not?
I think we'll stick with oven mitts because I think that's a really fun idea.
Gotcha.
I bet that's a lot of fun to watch.
We might try it with socks next year.
Yeah. It might be a little easier with socks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there a lot of profanity?
Not much. Oh. Pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. It's just a game, right?
Right.
Not everyone's as competitive as I am, I guess.
At Sarah's parties, people are looking at her going, there's children here.
Why are you crying? Stop crying.
What's wrong with you?
What's the matter with you?
So we know Christmas is a big one at DeBloy. Any other holidays that are celebrated as a team?
I think one of the things we can point out there is that around the holidays, it's family first. It's a very big deal to our company, and we do the exchange for Veterans Day so people can have a two-day back-to-back off, which gives them a four-day weekend for Thanksgiving. And at Christmas time, it's the same, where usually if the holiday landed on a Wednesday, they would either give us Monday and Tuesday off or Thursday and Friday off. So it gives people the time that they need to spend time with their family, and that's not something you see everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. It's a really great thing and definitely something that we all appreciate.
Mm-hmm. We sure do.
Nick, your tenure as president at BNI ended recently.
It did.
There was a big smile there. He was like, oh, yeah.
That's because he's proud of what he's done
over
the past year, right?
I think for sure there was so much satisfaction in the outcome of that year. Our chapter broke records. We grew to the largest chapter in Maine. We had more closed business than by $3,000 more than any chapter had ever done, which was $9.2 million.
Wow, so that is something to smile about.
Yeah, yeah. It's, to look back on it was amazing, and to look back on the fact that we created some processes and systems that help our chapter be successful going forward. It's a really cool thing, and now just to sit back and watch it operate as a spectator is great. We've got an amazing president in Ben Fournier, and he's really doing a good job right out of the gate with his leadership team. And at this point, it's so satisfying to sit back and be among the membership and just watching it all kind of play out.
Are you acting as kind of a mentor to Ben, or you think he's got it?
Oh, I think he's got it, because Ben was our vice president last year, so we worked as a trio on our executive leadership team, so he's got it pretty well already. You know, you fall into the rhythm, you get familiar with sort of the flow of the meeting. It's definitely different when you're leading it. And the interesting thing is that I actually really didn't hear a single word people said over the last year, because while you're leading the meeting, you're thinking about what's next, what's coming next, who's speaking next. So you're almost an MC as the president. And I really enjoy hearing what people are saying now. You know, it kind of brings you back down to the level of what it was like when you first joined. And that's quite satisfying.
Yeah.
But Ben's got it. He's killing it. He's doing a great job. And, you know, we're still a growing chapter. So it's going to be fun to see what we accomplish over the next year.
Wasn't there an award mentioned in your tenure there?
The chapter won a few awards, but you might be referring to the fact that I won Member of the Year, perhaps.
That's the one. Yeah. Way to go, Nick.
There you go, Louise.
I still... I appreciate you bringing that up.
Do you?
I just don't understand it. I guess that's the thing. I appreciate the nomination for it, but I don't think I did anything astronomical that really...
Humble.
Yeah, we're not having it. You got to toot your own horn on this show.
I guess so. There's no success that I could have achieved without everybody around me, I guess is the best statement that I can make there. Mm. And we did everything together. So I appreciate the nomination for that. It was amazing.
Spoken like a true leader.
Right, right. Congratulations on that.
Well done, Nick.
Yeah. Is there anything else about DeBlois Electric or BNI that either of you would like to share before we move on to our final segment?
There is something I'd like to share, and it goes back to what we do in the community. We recently got together for a charitable event, and we did it through the Rock Solid Foundation. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I haven't. No. What is that?
They provide us with a play set for a backyard, and we use that as a team. We build it, and then it gives us a chance to give the power of play to a child that's going through cancer.
Oh.
And it was just amazing. It was out of this world. What we got out of it was just as much as what we were able to give to the family.
That's amazing. Awesome.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
We like to close out the show with a segment called Three Random Questions. Nick, I know you're familiar with this.
Yeah.
But Louise may not be. Yeah. Louise, we will ask you questions that have nothing to do with DeBlois Electric. We are just trying to get to know you a little better as a member of our community. Sound good?
Sounds good. I'll keep an open mind.
Okay. And we'll even make Nick go first on this one, so you have some time to think.
I thought you were going to really nail her there.
No. All right. Let's see. Nick, do you have any hidden talents that you would like to share?
I guess my hidden talent, I'm not sure, but I used to be a drummer, and I've played in bands from 13 years old to about 40 years old. And yeah, not many people know that because since I've really started focusing deeply on my career, it hasn't been a thing. Right. But I had a really successful run for almost 18 years with a classic rock and roll band called the Rock and Roll Runners. And there was a window of time when I played with a band called Cold Blue Steel and Civil Disturbance. So
I've heard of Cold Blue Steel.
A few of the bands that you may have heard of around town in the Lewiston Auburn area. So
wow, neat.
Yep. Can I get your autograph?
Oh,
right. I'll sign one of my drumsticks and bring it.
And then throw it at us.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Now we need to hear about your worst gig ever.
Oh
man. Boy,
this doesn't count as a question. This is a follow-up.
This is just a follow-up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I remember this time that this customer hired us to come play a show, and they promoted the heck out of this event, and it was... We had zero draw in that area. We had never really been in that area before. And when we got there, it was the owner. And we played for the owner, and nobody came because they had no idea who we were in that area. That's not too glamorous, but that's one of the things that really comes to mind. So. Yeah.
So he made you earn your money.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. When you still end up playing your four sets and take your three breaks and it's a little cold, right? You
know? It is. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
What do you talk about when you're on break?
I know.
What a crowd,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Did you see when he almost smiled?
Yeah.
That was cool. Louise, do you have any hidden talents that you'd like to tell us about?
I have a lot of talents.
All right.
I don't know if they're hidden, though.
Okay.
But I do like to create things. I am a very crafty person.
Mm.
And knitting is my number one talent. I guess it's a talent.
It sure definitely is.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
I get super frustrated. I once knit a hat for a turtle.
Oh, no.
That's as much as I could manage.
I knit a sweater for my son's pig.
I want to see a photo of the pig in the sweater, please.
Yeah.
Louise, can I save that as a soundbite?
I guess.
I'm pretty sure those words have never been put together in that order before.
I guess that is a hidden talent.
Yeah, that's a hidden talent, my friend. Yeah.
Was the pig appreciative?
Not really. He
gift?
Just
no.
ripped it right off.
Got, oh. Okay.
That's not nice.
That's not nice.
All right, Sarah, okay. You're up.
Louise, I'm so sorry. You have to go first.
Okay.
If you were a shoe, what kind of shoe would you be?
If I was a shoe, I'd be extra wide, and I'd probably be a stiletto.
Oh.
I don't wear them, but I'd like to be one.
Spunky.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can also be used as a weapon.
As a
weapon.
Absolutely.
Here you are.
My goodness, yeah. We're learning a lot about Louise
through
this question.
Okay. Nick, if you were a shoe.
Oh, I didn't think I was going to get lucky enough to actually have the same question.
You get the same question.
I think I would probably be a sandal because if I could not be working and doing all the things we do on the day in and day out, I'd probably be on a nice beach somewhere and enjoying the sun.
Yeah. Flip-flop or sandal?
Well, probably a flip-flop in that instance, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And he'd look over and see Louise chasing someone with a stiletto.
On the beach.
Right.
He's like,
knitting.
I'm not getting involved in that.
No. Yep. Knitting for a sea turtle.
All right. Final question. Thanksgiving is just a few weeks away. Mm. Nick, what are you most thankful for?
Aw.
I think I'm most thankful for the people around me in life, whether it's our team, whether it's the people in our community, whether it's family. It's the most important aspect. Relationships matter most, and I think it's important to take time to build those relationships and take care of them.
Louise, you're up.
The same question?
Yes. Mm.
Can I just say ditto?
Yeah.
I definitely think that thankful for the family, 5 grandkids from 3 sons and their families. It's just amazing.
And folks, put your phones down at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Just put them down. Leave them in your jacket. Do what you got to do. But my goodness, we had Dave Bishop from Pat's Pizza on, and he was talking about that.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll go upstairs to the bar and just look around, and everyone, even 2 people that are sitting together, are on their phones.
Yeah.
Everyone is on their phones.
Mm. Yeah.
Put them down for the holidays. Have a conversation.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time to talk.
It is. Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about if you're meeting with your family.
That's true. Yeah.
Keep it civil.
Yeah.
If you can.
If you can.
You know. Louise and Nick, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, yes.
Thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Yeah. My pleasure. Thank you.
It's been so much fun. Thank you.
Oh, I'm
and
glad
congratulations
you
on your first podcast, Louise.
Yeah. Louise.
I did it.
You're a professional now.
Woohoo.
All right. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DuBois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.